This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live. It's the live Sunday edition, and you're welcome to call in and talk about, well, whatever you'd like, freely, here, live, on the air, on more than 190 radio stations across the U.S., thanks to people in the Amplifiers program over at amp.freetalklive.com, and thanks to people like Daryl, who's sitting across from me. You and Ian spend a good portion of your day calling radio stations, trying to get them to carry Free Talk Live. I'd say we have one of the best affiliate sales, that's what they call that, affiliate sales organizations in the business, because although we aren't large, it's hosts that are making the calls.
Right, and I've had several program directors, and so has Ian, mentioned that, you know, most of the other shows, it's not the host.
No.
And then most other shows, once you, you know, get them reeled in, if you will,
they never hear from
most
again.
Most other shows never call, and we call every couple of months. Hey, just want to make sure you're happy. See, do you need new liners? Do you need, and liners, for people that might not know the term, that's the thing. At the end of a promo where it will say, you're listening to fill in the blank station, fill in the blank spot on the dial, and then whatever the little catchphrase is.
We create commercials for Free Talk Live for the radio station to air whenever they feel like it that have our voice in it that are specialized for their station. So we'll say, you know, you're listening to 1490 in Poughkeepsie, New York, or wherever it is.
Right.
And, 1490, the bird, WWBR.
The location of the station, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
So instead of just trying to come up with something on the fly that's probably not even an actual station.
We've been told over and over again that we do radio affiliation the right way.
Yes.
And we frankly do sales that same way. You talk to me when you do, when you buy ads for Free Talk Live. It's if you want any of that information on buying ads, it's mark@freetalklive.com. Let's go into this article that I was trying to get to last night. And this happens all the time, especially on Saturday nights where, well, we say one thing in the first segment, and it just goes off the rails.
Right. Saturday is the biggest on-radio night that we have.
But not by much. There's just a few big affiliates that really sort of fill in the gaps.
Right.
If you're listening on a smaller affiliate around the United States, there's no particular reason why you can't call in, especially if it's from 7 to 10. Now, you may be listening at a different time. You'll have to set a little alarm, maybe in your computer, your watch, whatever it is, however you set alarms for yourself.
Right.
If you want to talk about something. But we're here, still here for you. And, yes, if you heard something in the podcast that we talked about a week ago, it's still okay. We call it Free Talk Live because you can call in and talk about whatever you want.
Right. You might have to refresh our memory about what we talked about last night or in the first hour of tonight.
Yes. But it's fine. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. We make it available for you to call in about what you want to talk about at that moment in time. And it doesn't matter that you've derailed us. Don't worry, we can handle that.
Yes.
Thanks so much.
So what's this thing? I wasn't listening last night.
Yep.
So what was the thing that you wanted to get to? And you may have teased it. I don't know.
If you got all of your information off social media and the news and these sorts of things, you would believe that in America, rich people are getting richer and poor people are getting poorer, right?
If you only ever listen to people like Bernie and what's that chick in New York, Casia Cortez, whoever. But if you actually look at studies that are done on regular basis, then you will see that, no, point of fact, everybody's wealth is increasing. The gap between the quote-unquote rich and the quote-unquote poor might be growing, but let me give an example to explain how that might wind up being, even though both are increasing at the same percentage. So let's say, Mark, you have $5,000.
Yep.
And I have $500.
Yep.
Somebody says, I will give each of you an extra 10% of what you have.
I get $5,500. You get $550.
Right. I would receive an extra 50. You would receive an extra 500. We both got a 10% increase, but now the gap between what you have and the gap between what I have has grown.
Let me, I think I've got a better example. Let me try this one out on you, and you can use it if you want, Daryl. So I'm a lawyer. You're a paralegal. I just started at the firm. So did you. We started the same day.
All right.
I get paid as a, you know, junior associate $100 an hour.
All right.
And you get paid as as a junior paralegal $10 an hour.
All right.
So we work hard, and as a team, you and I do great. We are kick butt. By the end of 1 year, we both get raises from junior to associate, and from junior paralegal to paralegal. Right.
All right.
Your pay is doubled from $10 an hour to $20 an hour. My pay is doubled from $10 an hour to
$100
an hour to $200 an hour.
Yep.
Now, we have both had our pay doubled.
Yes.
We both are making a lot more money than we did before. Both of us are happy and our lives are better.
Yes.
However, the wealth gap between us went from $90 an hour to $180 an hour. It just doubled.
Right.
There's 100%. Now, as a good lawyer, what I should be doing is I should be buying your lunches, making sure that there's donuts in the office, whatever it is that makes you happy. Flowers on your desk. I don't know. I don't care. I should be caring for you as my underling or whatever, right, so that you're pretty happy about it. So there's two factors coming into play here. Now, everybody would say that doubling of your pay is good, but the wealth gap, for those that like to point out how things are bad in the world, the wealth gap just doubled. Two things are at play. One thing is that humans have this sort of inborn understanding of what is fair that may not be mature or ready for modern society. So they did a study on capuchin monkeys.
All
and
right.
They rewarded capuchin.
Those are the helper monkeys, right?
I don't know what kind of monkeys they are. I just remember the name of the type of monkeys. And they rewarded these monkeys for tasks that they did. Now, you could give the monkey there's this good treat and a crappy treat. A good treat is a grape. A bad treat is like a cucumber. And there's different types of them, but we'll just call one good, one bad. Capuchin monkeys have preferences.
Yep.
And so if their capuchin monkey is working by itself, you can either give it a good treat or a bad treat, and it's happy. You can put both monkeys together, two monkeys together, and you can give them both good treats and both bad treats, and they're happy. But if you start putting two capuchin monkeys together and you give one good treats for doing a task and you give one bad treats for doing a task, over time, you will find that the one that gets the bad treats is very, very angry.
Yes.
At you, at the other monkey. Like, they get really upset. So it's not the task, it's not the treat, it is the disparity between the treats. So this is the wealth gap.
And in this test that you're talking about, the monkeys are able to see what the other monkey is getting, correct?
Correct. That's the idea. So this is the wealth gap shown in primates, and it's fascinating.
Right. And, yeah, as I suspected, the capuchin monkeys or capuchin, I'm not sure exactly how you pronounce
it. You can pronounce it however you want.
Those are the helper monkeys.
Okay, great.
There are various organizations that train these monkeys on how to help people with various disabilities.
The other thing that is in place is that humans are generally happy with their life if things tend to get better over time.
Right.
Now, we like them to get particularly better. Like, they don't tend to get better at the pace. Like, real life does not tend to get better at the pace that we would like it to. But
yep.
I can tell you that, as an ex-convict, being locked up for many years with people who had bad ideas of how quickly their life should get better, that, when I look back, following the straight and narrow when I got out of prison was a lot more beneficial for me than in, my friends who chose to go the other direction.
Right.
And these two things kind of work against each other. On one hand, if you just kind of keep doing your thing, your life is going to get better. On the other hand, that other guy's getting more. 855 453 Free Talk Live.
We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign the petition at FreeRoss.org. FreeRoss.org.
From the first letter of Captain Mark. History is full of flowery documents claiming to limit the power of the crown, but these poetic social contracts have been impotent to prevent the predation. Limited government is a lie they use to keep us submissive. The crown cannot be trusted to abide by its founding charters, nor its treaties, nor even its own rules. The essence of the crown is centralized violence, and I've had enough. That's why I raised my black banner. I am no revolutionary. My aim is not to reset the cycle of violence, but to break it. My aim is an evolved society, invisible to the crown. Not a new hierarchy, but decentralized networks with no central figure for the crown to target. If you want your servile life, keep it. But we will not submit to the crown's agenda. And when you are ready to stop being its beast of burden, ready for adventure and opportunity, join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We're talking about household incomes here on Free Talk Live. You're welcome to chime in. The number is 855-450-3733. Or you can use Discord at discord.freetalklive.com. It's Mark with you.
And Daryl. And for years, libertarians have wanted a directory of liberty-minded businesses. There have been a lot of attempts, but none have really seemed to stay around very long. Well, one that basically got relaunched about a year ago seems to be doing a pretty good job of sticking around, and that would be Liberty.menu. Liberty.menu is a tool for our community. At its core is a directory for events, businesses, digital content, and more. Listings can be rated and reviewed, kind of like on Yelp, but there's also a bit of a social networking aspect where you can connect and share with other users. Use of Liberty.menu is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. Put your voluntarist ideas into action at liberty.menu. And since use of the site is free, we can't give you discounts, but we can give you a really nice badge that indicates that you listen to Free Talk Live. So when you go to liberty.menu, type in code FTL in the activity code section, and you get a nice little badge that indicates that you listen to Free Talk Live. Liberty.menu. Use code FTL.
I think that I'm just going to go ahead and give a very large discount on the free opportunities there at Liberty.menu. You can have 100% off of the free listings there.
100% right off of the free listings. Now, you can upgrade the listing.
Yeah, you don't get any discount on that.
You don't get discounts on the upgrade. But you can still get that shiny Free Talk Live listener badge.
Yep. Liberty.menu. Right there. So, I brought out this article because I feel like there's two competing natures within humans, that you're hearing much of it on one side. The mainstream media would have you believe that. And it is true. The wealth gap is growing. Now, we talked in the last segment about how that can be and that sort of thing. On the other side, that life is progressively getting better for people in households. And I'm going to read you this article to prove that statement. But what I want you to know is you get to choose. You get to pick. You can decide what you focus on. Because what you focus on is what's going to drive you forward.
What do you mean you get to choose?
You get to choose what you focus on.
Get to choose either the standard of living going up or the wealth gap expanding?
Right. The wealth gap is expanding is bad news to people.
You're saying you get to choose whether you think it's a good thing that the standard of living is improving.
Yes, but people never get told that the standard of living is improving. They just get hold.
I hear it all the time.
Where?
From websites like Fee Reason, where people put out these statistics about how the wealth gap expands, and then somebody that uses other research says, "Well,
that's what I'm doing here
look
right
at
now."
This. The average American now has, like a car. They have air conditioning. They have central plumbing. They have, all of these things that 100 years ago the wealthiest people in the country did not have.
I think everybody
that
understands.
Is an improvement in the standard of living.
Sure. The average person doesn't get to get news from Fee or Reason or any of these places. They get news from the mainstream media.
The average person has access to this thing called the internet.
They do.
Which means they can get this news.
If you look at where Fee and Reason rank compared to CNN, Fox, MSN, you will see that there's a giant disparity.
Oh, you're talking about people that rely solely on television for news instead of people that actually, look online.
You are consuming what they call pull media, and you are on what they call push media. All right, so Free Talk Live is push media. We push out information to people who are riding along in their cars, who are listening on stations that have Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, and, these sorts of hosts on
there. There are also some progressive stations that take us.
There are a handful of progressive stations in the nation, and a much larger percentage of progressive stations in the nation carry Free Talk Live, but there are far, far fewer. fewer of them.
Right.
When if you see hoof prints in the dirt, you shouldn't presume it's a zebra. Going on with my point. Household incomes, a 50-year perspective. This is, it's not a new article, but it's not a particularly old one either. It's within the last year. Coming from information from the United States Census Bureau in its annual report on household income data for 2016. Last year, the median average income in the household rose 4.1%. So 4.1% households did better from 2015 to 2016.
All right.
The median average income adjusted for inflation is also at a record high above the peak of – so we're at a peak. So – highest household income ever.
When adjusted for inflation,
that's
which is
really important.
Also very important.
Yeah, very, very important. All the numbers I'm going to tell you here, ladies and gentlemen, are adjusted for inflation. I'll probably tell you that again because people are tuning in and tuning out all the time on the radio. And
right.
It's really important. I don't want you to use this as an excuse when as I go through these numbers. Wow, they're talking about whatever happened 100 years ago or whatever.
Right. And, you know, it's very important because I forget what I was listening to earlier today where they were talking about some of the highest grossing movies of all time, and for a fairly long time, Gone with the Wind was one of the highest grossing movies ever. And then Avatar surpassed it, and somebody pointed out, well, yeah, but when Gone with the Wind was in the theaters, the ticket prices were like
$1,
20
a
cents.
Nickel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, so the highest grossing movies, they don't adjust those figures for inflation.
Right. So the inflation adjusted number is almost $59,000.
Per household.
Over $59,000. The real household income, by real I mean the today's U.S. dollars amount, is $83,000. So that's the difference here. I'm going to try mostly to talk about inflation adjusted numbers, income and inflation adjusted income numbers. So most people think in nominal terms, so the first chart below illustrates the current dollar values for the six cohorts across a 50-year period. In other words, the value of the dollar at the time received, not adjusted for inflation. What we see are the nominal growth patterns over the complete data sets in addition to the five quantities. The Census Bureau publishes the income for the top five percentiles of houses. So this is the mean average household income by quintile. And what a quintile is
you've 20%.
Got
20%.
Yeah, 20.
Chunks of 20.
Chunks of 20%. So you got the top 20%, the bottom 20%, and three 20% in between.
Yes.
So what that is low, the lower class, the upper class, and then middle class, and then upper and lower middle class.
Yes.
And the numbers are better for everybody year upon year.
Yes.
Pretty much every year. Every 5 years, certainly, people are doing better and better.
Right. And there are some people that were in that lower quintile 5 years ago that are no longer in that quintile.
855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live.
Did you know that safe drinking water is the second most essential human need? Don't take your water for granted. Know what you're drinking. Get a ProPure 10 in-home water test kit for just $20, a $39 value, and test for 10 different water contaminants and conditions. Takes about 10 minutes and works with most potable city and well water sources. No salesman will call. Order your test kit today and receive a $20 coupon good towards the purchase of a ProPure water filter system. Visit a participating authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The White House says the fact that a former aide bragged about recording her firing in the Situation Room proves the lack of character of a disgruntled former employee. and Marosa Manigault Newman went on Meet the Press to promote her new book. The White House said the upcoming book is riddled with lies.
She's a low lie.
The counselor to the president suggested sales are motivating her claims.
I have never a single time heard him use a racial slur. I also never heard Omarosa complain that he had done that.
To boost her credibility, she said she recorded her dismissal by Chief of Staff John Kelly last December.
If we make this a friendly departure, you know, you can look at your time here in the White House as a year of service to the nation, and then you can go on without any type of difficulty in the future relative to your reputation.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah! Live Sunday edition. You can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. We are talking about rising household income. Over 50 years, but, you know, we're going to talk about just sort of household income generally and what it's been doing. I think this is important to look at because you can look at bad financial news. You can say, the rich are getting richer, and the disparity between rich and poor is growing. And that's not a lie. That's true.
Right. It's a misrepresentation of
facts. It's irrelevant.
Facts.
Well, it's not a misrepresentation. It's irrelevant in the sense that does it really matter what somebody living in Beverly Hills is making compared to you?
No.
And no, it doesn't. There's just no relationship. If your boss is making a lot of money, if CEOs are making a lot of money, whatever, it doesn't matter for you in your life if you don't want it to. You could focus on that. Because it's true.
Right, but when I say it's a misrepresentation of fact, you just presented some numbers in the last segment that show that every quintile, and a quintile is chunks of 20%,
yep.
the median income for each of those quintiles has increased.
Yep.
So just because somebody else's, income increased at a larger rate than yours increased, is a misrepresentation of the fact that your income increased as well.
Yeah. And this is just a look at the quintiles. And the quintiles are, you know, like lower class, lower middle class, upper middle class, and upper class.
Right. And, you know, just presenting these quintiles doesn't show that some people are able to move from the lower quintile to the second quintile.
Yep.
Or to the third quintile.
And that happens all of the time. Now, for that to happen, you have to, basically somebody has to move out too. Let me tell you real quick about my great grandparents.
All right.
So my great grandparents, they were in Steele in New York.
All right.
And they made a lot of money. They were definitely top one percenters.
All right.
My grandfather, because this often happens, is the children of people who do well tend to be entitled brats. My grandfather drank a lot.
All right.
Why wouldn't he? He really had nothing better to do. He was a wealthy kid who had a trust, you know, had money given to him. And, you know, I know what he was. I know what kind of money he had because I knew his brother. Now, he drank so much that he died of cirrhosis well before I was born, but not well before he knocked up my grandmother three good times. And my grandmother, being a the hardworking child of an immigrant, decided that she was going to, you know, she never really wanted to rely on the money of her in-laws. And her in-laws never really cottoned to her much anyway because, you know, their son was a loser, ultimately. I mean, he was a wealthy loser, but a loser nonetheless. And so they threw money at my my uncles, because they wanted to go to college, but my mother chose not to go to college. She wanted to go into the working world and wanted to get the heck out of New York when it was really, really cold. Moved her butt down south as quickly as she could. She probably should have taken that money for college, but young people are funny, and they don't always make the best decisions. So here you have, and my mother marries a guy who works as a mold maker at Tropicana, and I'm raised in a house where we don't have a washer and dryer. We don't have central air. This is Florida, mind you. We don't have air conditioning. There isn't a single wall unit at the house because they don't want to pay for the money to run an air conditioner. We didn't have air conditioning at my house at all.
In Florida?
Yep, in Florida.
All right.
Now, I don't know whether we were lower class or lower middle class, but it would have been somewhere around that line. And there you went from a top one percenter, and in two generations, bang, bang, you're down to lower middle class.
Right.
My mother managed to work her way up, hard work and all that good stuff, maturity and these sorts of things, and went back into middle class, upper middle class. She's always said she was upper middle class, but I think that's just what she thinks, not what
right.
the truth was. And, whatever the case may be. People move through these classes all the time because what it takes to get into that upper class is not what it takes to stay in that upper class.
Right.
It's very difficult for people to transmit to their children their values.
Correct.
And the kind of thing that gets you there isn't the kind of thing that keeps you there, necessarily. So one thing, for instance, Warren Buffett has said that he's going to give most of his money away. He's giving them easily $10 million to each of his children. But
only $10 million.
Yeah. I mean, they're still winning the lottery, as it were.
Right.
But who knows what's going to happen with that money once Warren Buffett's going to die. You will hear news in all likelihood in the next 5 years. Warren Buffett dies because he's an old man, you know. And I mean, the Reaper doesn't care how much money you have.
Right.
These things happen. So just pointing out that whatever you might think about classes and how the rich stay rich and the poor, that doesn't happen that much.
Right.
Mostly, people don't keep their money. If you're very, very wealthy and you do the, you know, very smart things, and you know, you may be able to keep your progeny in wealth for several generations. But let's be serious. Why would you want to? If I'm wealthy, why do I want my grandchildren to be wealthy? What I'd like them to be is go-getters. I want them to be driven. I want them to be successful. I want them to create things in the world. I wouldn't want to just give them a bunch of money. Why do I want to create a two generations of layabout losers.
Right.
The last thing I want to do. And, you know, as a result, I don't even give my son an allowance. He does not get free money.
You know, there are ways, and I don't know, you know, what the actual practicalities and how all of these things go about, but there are ways to add stipulations to people receiving funds.
Sure.
So I don't know if, you know, that might be a possibility that somebody might want to consider.
I don't know the best ways to handle inheritances or anything like that. I'm not an expert in that. But what I do believe is that in America, if you have the right attitude, if you enter the, if you get to change your attitude. The most influential person in my life was a drug treatment counselor in prison that would come in every morning and he'd say, positive mental attitude. And seriously, you know how cynical we must have been with this guy saying it over and over again. But at right. some point he got through to me and I realized that my attitude was the largest impediment for success in my life, that it was my cynicism, my holding on to this idea of irony, that's what was keeping me back. And I adopted his unabashed, passionate belief in a positive mental attitude, and I think that is what has served me well in my life. Maybe it's caused me to be a little too optimistic, you know, giving up my great job as a potential associate publisher for a lifestyle magazine in Sarasota that was paying me really well in order to travel to New Hampshire to work for a newly nationally syndicated radio program. Might have been overly optimistic. It worked out, but could have been rough. Let me tell you about these numbers coming out for real income growth. Now, that's in adjusted for inflation dollars.
And again, where are these numbers coming from?
These are U.S. Census numbers that are put together by AdvisorPerspectives.com.
All right.
So if you look at over 50 years, the bottom quintiles mean income right now is $12,943. So almost $13,000 per year. That's pretty low. That's the poverty level. But that number has gone up in 50 years almost 29%.
All right.
That means that poor people are 29% better off than they were in, you know, this time 50 years ago. What year is that? 1968.
Yes.
So that's pretty impressive. That means that things are going pretty well here in the United States. I don't know what it's like in other countries, but you don't hear news like that. I've got some more numbers. 855-450-3733. If you have any questions or any thoughts, 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our products from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443443. That's BEST 55 to 443443.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live's live Sunday edition. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
And Daryl. And CryptoTip.org is something that you probably want to look at, especially if you're a cryptocurrency advocate. CryptoTip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card size tip that you give to a service provider, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it brings up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and then allows them to claim the amount that you put on the tip. And that's right. You get to decide how much you want to put on the tip. You want to put $3 on there? You can put $3. You want to put $30? You can put $30, any number at all. And if they don't claim the tip, it doesn't get lost into the ether.
Nope.
It comes back to you after a set period of time.
That's the best feature of this.
Right. And, you know, there are different time frames. I think 1 month is the shortest period of time. You can do, I think, 1, 3, 6, 9, and 12 months. And
it also gives instructions to people on how to use the cryptocurrency you've just given them, which is something
yes.
you can't do with a server sometimes, and certainly they're not writing it down.
Right, and you know, people that have been using cryptocurrency for a while might remember just giving people what are called paper wallets, where
yeah.
it's got the private key on one side, the public key on the other. Well, if nobody ever redeemed that, then that cryptocurrency is just lost.
Yeah.
And there's an estimate that there are millions of dollars worth of Bitcoin that are just lost on paper wallets that people gave away.
It's true.
And what I would consider to be the best part of the crypto tip is you get an email alert when somebody redeems the crypto tip. create as many as you want, CryptoTip.org, CryptoTip.org, with both Dash and Bitcoin Cash.
So I'm going to tell you here shortly about the changes in income over time, and this is inflation-adjusted income here in the United States. And to me, I consider this to be really great news.
Right. And again, you're saying that, you know, this is information that you've never seen before.
I have seen information like this. I just wanted to see it quantified specifically because I don't think we hear this. I think what we hear is the gap between the rich and the poor is getting larger and larger. And people believe that to mean that rich people are getting richer and poor people are getting poorer.
Right, and that's
wrong.
Not the case at
that's
all.
That's a big, fat lie.
And these numbers come out all the time and, yep. You know, just...
Americans don't see financial numbers much. The media doesn't report them. They're boring. You've got to you got to explain them to people. Let's go to Libertarian Banker calling in here and the phone line, so the toll-free line, 855-450-3733. Libertarian Banker, you're calling on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I love this conversation here. So you're absolutely right, Mark. I mean, the pie is getting bigger, so to speak. But, you know, the rich are taking a bigger slice of it year after year. And that's, I think that is a result of government interference in the financial markets in the form of the Federal Reserve, which is basically just a cartel of banks that controls the supply of money. Which when you control the supply of something, you control the price of money, which is the interest rate.
So, yeah, that much is, you know, one thing's for certainly true, right? Like bankers get first crack at the dollars that are created. And bankers tend to be rich. They tend to be in this top 5%, top 1%. And
well, here we're talking about chunks of 20%.
We actually have the numbers for the top 5% also.
I think there's a greater thing that's happening there, too, which is that you fix the price of anything when the government tries to determine what the price should be. There are gaps that obviously open up because price is meant to be a communication, a signal of what a person should do, whether to buy or to not buy something, right?
Yep.
So, you know, for example, the rich can borrow at extremely low interest rates like we've had over the past decade or maybe two decades. And they can borrow at that low interest rate and then take it and create businesses and invest their money in other projects that then make them more money, which the Federal Reserve, when more money is demanded by the free market, the price of money should go up, which would then put a damper on that demand. But when the government doesn't know or the Federal Reserve doesn't know where the price should be of money, you know, that doesn't happen. That price signal does not reach those buyers of money, so to speak. And create bubbles in the economy.
Yep, and this is what results in many cases, these recessions and these sorts of things, is because people are getting the wrong signals from money and from the creation of money. They're getting the wrong signals. Therefore, they're reacting incorrectly. Now, people will always react incorrectly in the marketplace, but if you want a whole bunch of them to react incorrectly, like let's continue to buy houses at higher and higher prices because they keep going up and up and up, well, then you're going to have a real problem, a la the Great Recession that occurred in 2006, right after the housing bubble.
Right, and when you guarantee student loans, then of course colleges are going to wind up increasing tuition because they can, because they're just seeing an influx of quote-unquote free money.
Right, you're predicting the next bubble, and you may very well be right, Daryl. I don't know what it's going to be like. I don't know how it's going to affect these young people that are paying all this money for these degrees, in many cases, that are pretty much completely worthless.
There was a report that came out a couple days ago that student loan debt is now at $1.52 trillion.
Yep, it's coming, folks. Well,
and you know, unlike student loan debt, the Federal Reserve is creating something that is like a frog boiling in water. Nobody knows it's happening to them because it just happens so slowly over time. And it's not like it affects them on their day-to-day basis. I mean, for example, since the low interest rates, since the crash happened, I mean, you have companies that are basically exchanging debt for equity. So, you know, there's two ways to fund your company. You either, you know, put out stock or you borrow money. So they've basically been borrowing money to buy back their stocks, which then increases the price of stocks and makes the rich even richer, and is one of the reasons that the stock market's at an all-time high right now. Because
right.
people and companies can borrow very low and buy back stock and create shareholder value that really doesn't even exist.
You're predicting another bubble, or you're predicting a fall in stock prices here, and I would agree that that's the probable, almost certain future, is that when stock prices are at almost at all-time highs, time to sell, baby. Where would you put your money?
Now you're asking for investment advice.
I am.
Well, I mean, this isn't investment advice, but what I personally do is try to spread it out among a bunch of different asset classes, whether that's gold or crypto or stocks or, you know, whatever it is, bonds, other commodities. You know, you just got to spread it out because you never know. And over time, these things tend to work themselves out. So.
Yeah, I'm liking metals and crypto right now, but, you know, nobody's got a crystal ball. Thanks for the call, Libertarian Banker.
Now, Mark, one thing that I'm curious here, and you're saying that these numbers are talking about the averages or the mean incomes for these different quintiles. Do they talk about what the mean wealth is?
What do you mean by mean wealth? I've got a percentage increase and I have today's amount.
All right. So let's say that your mean income or your income for the year is $85,000.
I wish. All right.
I'm just throwing out some numbers, but you've got $300,000 worth of debt. And your assets are only $100,000.
No.
You now have a negative net worth.
I believe
Do
Americans
they have that.
No, I believe Americans are now spending darn close to what they're making
right.
again.
And that is a number that I would really love to see instead of just here's what the incomes are.
Yeah, that's always a predictor of a fall. But what I'm trying to talk about is some good news here. And the good news is lower middle class. So we just said lower class is up 29% to almost $13,000 per year. But lower middle class is making $34,500 per year, up almost 24%. Middle class is the middle class. This is the mean. This is right smack dab in the middle.
Yep.
$59,149. So $59,000 per year is what the middle class is making. And that's up over 50 years, 33%. The person in right smack dab in the middle
yep.
is better off by 33% than they
right.
were 50 years ago. And this is inflation-adjusted numbers.
Right.
No one can say Americans are getting poorer. They can say the rich are getting richer, but they can't say the poor are getting poorer. Not true in America.
Right. And chances are the people in that lowest quintile actually have a higher net worth than the middle class just because of all the debt.
855-450-3733. Free Talk Live, your calls.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.